Good morning. Okay. I was a little hyped today. So it's Cut to the Chase today with Queen MC. That is me, Madison Chase. We are in this place. I would love to chat socially, digitally, face to face. But since we can, we're going to have to do it virtually. And today is Tuesday, and Monday through Thursday, we talk health because it truly is your wealth. So I want to say shout out to my friend, Cheryl, CC, my sister, my queen. She told me she had a mini stroke in 2008. I'm so happy that she fully recovered. So I wanted to do the 10 signs for you to know if someone you know or yourself is having a mini stroke. So stay tuned. We'll hear a word from our sponsor and then we'll jump right into this episode. Hey, y'all. So since we can't have this conversation face to face, I would love to eventually continue this conversation via social media. So on Facebook, I am Official Madison Chase Fitness. That is Official Madison Chase Fitness. On Instagram and YouTube, I am Madison Chase Fitness. And on Twitter, I am Madison Chase Fit. So thank you guys so much for subscribing. If you have an iPhone, you could subscribe on iTunes and Spotify. Put in that search engine bar, Cut to the Chase at 8 podcast, and you could leave your 5-star rating and make sure you subscribe and turn on your post notifications. If you have an Android, you could check me out on Radio Public and or Stitcher and do the same thing to find me, Cut to the Chase at 8. And if you like to actually sponsor an episode, all you have to do is call 213-538-2348. Okay, now that we heard a word from our sponsor, let's jump right into this very important episode of 10 signs that you or a loved one may be having a mini stroke. Okay, so number one is confusion. And I think sometimes the interesting thing about some of these things is that either the person you are with, you have to know them very well. So confusion could be mixing things up. It could be a lot of things. So here's what this article says about confusion. Our brains are usually able to tell us about where we are, who we are with, and what is happening around us. This usually happens so effortlessly that we take it for granted, but it actually involves a great deal of computing power. If the supply of nutrients and oxygen to the brain decreases, then its computing power will also decrease. In the case of a mini stroke, the brain is not being supplied with what it needs to work out what is happening around us. This can cause the patient to become easily confused, even over otherwise simple to follow matters. So that's number one. Number two, dizziness. The vast majority of us will have felt dizzy at some point in our lives. It is often a cause of too much movement, although it can be caused by other factors such as being ill. It can also be a symptom of a mini stroke. The temporary lack of oxygen will affect the functioning of the brain, causing us to become dizzy. It is a symptom that can be easily overlooked as being something harmless and is often put down to us having stood up too quickly. Despite it being so easy to overlook, it is potentially a sign that something is very wrong. Number three, a headache. A headache is perhaps the most common of all symptoms. There are so many potential causes of a headache, and the vast majority of them are otherwise harmless. Even an unpleasant smell can cause a headache, and sometimes it is difficult to have any idea of what the cause is. A headache can also be an indicator that something is seriously wrong. And this includes a mini stroke. Headaches are so common, though, that this symptom alone will often make people think nothing of it. Headaches from a mini stroke tend to be quite severe, though, and can cause patients to seek medical attention. So that's a seriously strong headache. Almost, it sounds like more like a migraine instead of a headache. Passing out, number four. There are numerous things that could cause us to pass out. Sometimes it may be an unpleasant shock. It could also be while other times it could be due to an illness. We will usually come around very quickly and recover soon, and we will often think that there's nothing wrong with just passing out. It can be a sign that something is very wrong, though. Again, sometimes a reluctancy to seek medical attention can be the problem as well. Number 5, loss of balance. Our ability to balance is impressive. And I think, you know, from my experience in working with clients who are new, sometimes balance is, if someone is not coordinated, oftentimes they are not balanced. So I think these signs can be very confusing, because if you don't know the person you're with, these signs are very common. So number 5 is loss of balance. And I'm just speaking from a professional certified trainer's perspective, that oftentimes balance is something that most people don't practice, especially if you think about, we live in a very sedentary life, most of us. If we're not driving in our car, we're sitting down using our laptops, our computers, our cell phones. So loss of balance, again, is a very common symptom as well. So you almost have to know the person to know that they're doing one or a combination of all of these things that don't really add up to how they normally function. Our sense of balance comes from organs located in our inner ears. These organs send information to the brain that sends commands to the rest of the body to make constant adjustments to help us keep our balance. If the brain, again, isn't working efficiently, it should be, as it should be, then it struggles to help us maintain our sense of balance. Also, too, I've had vertigo, which definitely involves your inner ear, but I know that that was brought on by stress as well. And this article doesn't speak to stress being a factor as well. So changes in vision, light travels into our eyes through the cornea and onto the retina, which is located at the back of the eyes. The cornea is packed full of sensitive cells that are able to detect certain aspects of light, such as color. This information is then sent to the brain, where it is processed into a mental image that makes sense to us. This ability to create meaningful image requires a fully functional brain. Again, if the brain is lacking oxygen or doesn't get the proper amount of oxygen or the efficient amount, then its ability to read information from the cornea can become impaired. This can cause changes in our vision, and it is a symptom that should encourage you to see a doctor. And I think too, that is the thing, when your body is functioning at its most efficient level. So that's why going to the doctor is important, and going to a naturopathic doctor as well, so they can really get to the root cause of why your body feels a certain way. But if your body is already inflamed and you already have inflammation in your body and your body is operating in dysfunction, and this is just me talking, not the article, essentially a body that operates in dysfunction, like it's already operating subpar to what it should be. And so when someone normally has symptoms that are abnormal, you don't really know, because your body has been functioning so long in a dysfunctional state. So that's why it's important to go to a doctor and know your numbers. And next week we will talk about what numbers you need to know when you go to the doctor. So number 7, change in sense of smell. Our sense of smell is very important to us. It helps us to determine which foods we should avoid, and is also able to alert us about dangers such as fire. We detect scent particles in our nostrils, and these then send the information back to our brain that deciphers the information for us. Number 8, change in sense of taste. Our sense of taste is also very important with us. Without it, we might eat food that has gone off or is inedible for some other reason. Our sense of taste makes food so enjoyable for us, encouraging us to take on much needed nutrition. That part doesn't make sense. But also your tongue too. If you've ever eaten fruit that's spoiled, it almost tastes like it has a lot more acid in it, so it almost kind of like bubbles on your tongue. So your tongue is very sensitive, just like your fingertips as well. Number 9, numbness. Our bodies are traversed with a system of nerves that are constantly sending information to the brain. This information includes details such as temperature, also giving us the sensation of touch. If our brain is not functioning at 100% though, then we may not be able to use this information. In cases of a mini stroke, the brain can struggle to receive the messages from our nerves. This can cause us to become numb, while a tingling sensation is also fairly common. It is most commonly experienced one side of the on one side of the body, down one side of the body, and you should seek medical attention as soon as you can. Speaking difficulties, number 10. Speech usually comes effortlessly to us. We may struggle with the occasional word, but otherwise the words flow from our mouths without us having to even think about it. It is something that we tend to take for granted, but is relying upon a fully functioning, healthy brain. Patients that have had a mini stroke may suffer from dysphasia, a condition where they struggle to turn their thoughts into words. They can also suffer from dysarthria, a condition where the muscles that allow us to form words are affected. Both symptoms are signs that the patient needs medical assistance immediately. So those signs again are confusion, dizziness, headache, passing out, loss of balance, change of vision, change in sense of smell, change in sense of taste, numbness, tingling, and last but not least, difficulty in speaking. So tomorrow I'm actually going to go over what are the symptoms you may be pre-diabetic, and then on Thursday, what are the symptoms that you are diabetic and you don't know. So thank you guys so much for listening. It's Cut to the Chase at 8, and guess what? We will chat tomorrow. So please share this podcast with your friends and loved ones.